album, songs that no one plays on the radio anymore, except Ian.
Except here.
Oh, yeah. It's on his greatest hits album.
Of course it is. I can feel
your body swaying. Remember when we went to Vegas? You went to Vegas.
Yeah, I was there with you. We all went to see Tony Orlando do his Christmas show out there at the Orleans. Was that the name of the hotel?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, his Christmas show, I think the very same Christmas show, I was in Branson last weekend and saw a pamphlet, and it is going on in Branson right now.
I'm not surprised.
Yep.
Good for him. Yeah. It was always nice to us, wasn't he?
Nice guy.
He was a great guy.
No problem.
Nice.
Tony Orlando. All right, let's open up the phone lines here for the Harris Challenge. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phones star KTRS. I was actually a little distracted during the newscast here because I just got some important news, and I was trying to set my DVR remotely. You know, I have AT&T U-verse at home, and I have the app on my iPhone, and so I'm trying to set to record this weekend NBC Sportsnet, formerly known as Versus. They have some of the hockey games on.
Right.
You know, this weekend, 15 hours of Olympic curling trials.
Oh, yes. I love watching Olympic curling. I'm being truthful, too.
Are you really?
Yes, curling? That's one of the better Olympic sports.
So I do.
Sports. Once February rolls around and we're live from Sochi, Russia for the 2014 Winter Games, you'll be setting your DVR for the actual curling competition?
Oh, yeah.
Well, by the way, you wanted to set your DVR for it. It'll be on CNBC.
It'll be
all
five
day,
channels.
Every day.
Yes.
I enjoy curling also.
Oh, those sweepers are the best.
I can take a little bit of it. But hour after hour. Who's going to watch 15 hours of Olympic curling trials this weekend?
Yeah, the sweepers, those guys. And girls.
That's huge up in, huge up in Canada.
Oh, yeah. Huge. It's like their second national sport.
Their bowling alleys are essentially curling alleys. It's
That's right. Here's how it goes in Canada. Hockey, curling, mayor's taking crack.
Yes.
1, 2, 3, just like that. By the way, number three may move up a notch, but not this weekend, of course, because they got the Olympic curling trials on NBC Sportsnet. Be there. Is that their slogan? I don't know.
I don't know.
Let's go to the phones and meet our first contestant. Hello, Paul. Welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Hello, Paul.
Tell me about yourself.
Hey, gang.
Hey, Paul.
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Hi, Paul.
You know, just a shout-out to a coworker, Eric, who I know is listening on the phone, maybe Linda, and also can't get enough of you on the radio, Paul. I wish there was a station would pick you up 5 days a week. You may not want that, but I think there's a lot of listeners who would want
that. Well, I appreciate that. Right now, 3 days a week is enough for me. So thank you very much for the kind words. And by the way, my syndicated show, America Weekend, just added a couple more affiliates today, so I'm happy to announce that.
Set your DVR. It airs at midnight.
That's right. KTRS airs it at midnight on Saturday and Sunday nights. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. We'll see where the questions and categories are. I can guarantee you, no curling questions, Paul. Guaranteed.
Oh.
All right. Category one, of course, is our weekly topical category. Have you been paying attention? Category two, land that I love. Or category three, chocolate. Which one would you like?
Chocolate.
Okay. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. We put 60 seconds on the clock, then we start going through the questions. One-pointer, two-pointer, three-pointer, four-pointer, five-pointer. You can answer the question or pass on it. When we're done with the questions, you can always go back and pick up any question you passed on, as long as you do it before the buzzer sounds at the one-minute mark, because that's when I'll tally up your points. If you get more than half of the points, in other words, eight or more, then you'll win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
The prize
man. Right, Paul, we have one dozen donuts. Absolutely
donuts.
Free from the Old Town Donut Shop. They have two locations, one in Florissant, and we were talking about bowling earlier, right next to Crest Bowl. And we also have, they have another location in Cottleville.
They taste better when they're free, too.
Yeah. Oh, much better
what
when they're free.
Spam, that's what doesn't taste better when it's free. Back
we also
you,
have a $20 gift certificate to Subliminal Subs.
Yeah.
With several locations around St.
Including
Louis.
Including right here at Westport.
Yes. And from Warrenburg, we have movie passes.
Yeah.
for several different movies, and if you win, I will let you know what those movies are, and you can take your pick.
Some of them haven't even opened yet, so this will be a chance to go see them. The new Hunger Games movie is in there. And
the Book Thief.
Yeah.
And Thor.
Okay, so
the Dark World.
You get to choose from those prizes if you get 8 points or better, Paul. Of course, if you get all 15 points, we call that a clean sweep, and you win the whole thing, all of our prizes, for a value of well over
$1 million.
Of course, the other side of that is if you don't get past 8 points, seven or less, then you understand I'll have to punish you, right?
I do.
All right, the category is chocolate. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which company makes the Crunch Bar?
Nestle.
Correct. What company makes Hugs and Kisses?
Hershey.
Correct. Which brand makes Peppermint Patty?
York.
Correct. Which of these is not an official M&M's color? Indigo, gold, or silver?
Pass.
What chocolatey candy was invented in 1896 and became America's first wrapped penny candy?
Pass.
Back to the four-pointer. Which of these is not an official M&M's color? Indigo, gold, or silver?
Silver.
Indigo. Which chocolatey candy was invented in 1896?
Tootsie Roll.
The correct answer is Tootsie Roll. And that gets you 11 points, Paul, and you're a winner. Nicely done.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Hang on. Dan will give you your choice of the movies or the donuts or the subliminal subs, and we'll meet our next contestant. Hello, Mark.
Hey, what's shaking, everybody?
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I work at Tony LaMartina Plumbing, and if you need to schedule a service call, just go to TonyLaMartinaPlumbing.com.
Okay. Which category would you like? We have Have You Been Paying Attention? We have Land That I Love? Or A Multiple Choice Week?
How about multiple choice?
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Mark. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What is now officially the tallest building in the U.S., the Willis Tower in Chicago, One Liberty Place in Philadelphia, or One World Trade Center in New York?
World Trade.
Correct. What country is Caroline Kennedy the new U.S. ambassador to? France, Japan, or South Africa?
France.
Japan. What did a Pennsylvania newspaper apologize for giving a bad review to several years ago? A sixth-grade production of The Wizard of Oz, the Beatles album Abbey Road, or Abe Lincoln's Gettysburg Address?
Abe Lincoln.
Correct. Where did the Olympic torch go this week for the first time? The International Space Station, inside the walls of the Kremlin, or to lunch with Russian President Vladimir Putin?
Space Station.
Correct. What did Corey Thunder Law of the Harlem Globetrotters do yesterday to get a new Guinness World Record? Make 602 free throws in a row, make a basket from 109 feet away, or dribble six basketballs at once?
B.
I'm sorry, what was your answer?
The middle one.
Making a basket from 109 feet away?
Yes.
It was actually 109 feet, 9 inches.
Wow.
He was off the court behind the first row of seats. He and two other Globetrotters spent an hour alternating, taking shots, and finally he landed one with nothing but net. The video's online. It's pretty cool to see. So he's in the Guinness Book of World Records, and you've got 13 points, Mark, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
Stand by. We'll tell you how you get your prize while we bring in contestant number three. Hello, JT.
Hello.
Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'm just looking forward to a 50th anniversary coming up in about a week's time, but this one is a little bit different. It's the 50th anniversary of Doctor Who.
Oh, okay. You're a Whovian? Is that what they're called?
Yes.
All right. Which category would you like, JT? We have You Been Paying Attention, Land That I Love, or A Palette Full of Questions?
That third one intrigues me. I'll give that one a go.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. A Palette Full of Questions is the category. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who painted the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel?
Michelangelo.
Correct. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Leonardo da Vinci.
Correct. Who is sitting in a rocking chair in the most famous painting by James Abbott McNeil Whistler?
Whistler's mother.
Correct. What is the man holding in the painting entitled American Gothic?
A pitchfork.
Correct. Now for the clean sweep. What famous artist did 11 separate paintings of sunflowers between 1887 and 1889?
I'm going out on a limb with this one. Van Gogh?
The correct answer is Vincent Van Gogh.
Wow.
Nicely done, gosh. JT. You got them all. And yes.
And intriguingly, four of those have a Doctor Who connection, if you know the history of the series.
I'm going to have to take your word for it. By the way, Whistler's mother was named Anna. Just thought I'd throw that out there. Anna Whistler. JT, stand by. Dan will tell you about the prizes you've won and your choice of the movies and the whole deal. And we will meet our fourth contestant, and that's you, Dan.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
AM and PM.
Hallelujah. We appreciate that. Would you like Have You Been Paying Attention or Land That I Love?
Land That I Love.
60 seconds on the clock. Dan, let's play the Harris Challenge. In which state would you find a National Park Service memorial to the USS Arizona?
Hawaii?
Yeah, it's at Pearl Harbor. Which became part of the U.S. first? Guam, American Samoa, or the U.S. Virgin Islands?
Virgin Islands.
Guam. Which state is home to the largest tree in the United States, standing over 300 feet tall?
Washington.
California. It's a redwood. In which state would you find more Inuits than any other?
Alaska.
Correct. Now, you need this for the win. Which state capital is named after the fourth president of the United States?
I'd help if I knew who that fourth president was.
Yeah, really would.
Vermont.
Vermont's capital is Montpelier. The first president was Washington, the second was Adams, the third was Jefferson, the fourth one was James Madison. Madison, Wisconsin was the answer we needed there. And Dan, unfortunately, that means you only got the one and the four for a total of 5 points, which is below our punishment threshold. And so now I have to go back into rock history for you. Everyone knows the Jimi Hendrix song, Hey Joe, which went like this. Hendrix's first hit in 1966. Okay. What you may not know is that that's not the original version of that song, because Hendrix did not write it. It was originally recorded by a California garage band called The Leaves, and it was not their first hit. In fact, it wasn't anything. Hard to believe that did not become popular all across America. I'm sorry you had to hear that, Dan, but I hope you have a great weekend.
I'm sorry, it's my fault that you had to hear that.
Well, technically that's correct. Thanks very much for playing the Harris Challenge.
Thank you.
Here comes our final contestant of the day. Hi, Dave, how are you?
Oh, good, Paul. How about you?
Good. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I just want to say hi to my son, Jeremy. Doesn't sound like there's many categories left.
Well, let's check here. It looks like you have. Have you been paying attention?
Not really, but show me how dumb I am.
All right. This is our topical category, things that have happened in the last week. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What country was devastated by Typhoon Haiyan?
What country was devastated by the typhoon? The Philippines.
Correct. Which car company has objected to having its logo used by the media, supporters, and critics of the scandal-embroiled mayor of Toronto?
Pass.
Which well-known actor was Canadian actress Genevieve Saborin found guilty of stalking and harassing this week?
Pass.
Who was sentenced this week to life in prison for 11 murders, extortion, and drug dealing during his time as a mob boss in Boston?
Is there any more questions?
Yes. Here's your five-pointer. Which company made a deal with the U.S. Postal Service this week that'll make it possible for packages to be delivered on Sundays?
UPS?
Amazon. Back to the two-pointer. It would help if you knew the mayor of Toronto's last name.
Yeah, that wasn't the category I was wanting.
The car company that's upset is Ford, because people have printed up shirts that say Ford Nation, because it's Mayor Rob Ford, the crack-smoking, drunken mayor of Toronto. Genevieve Saborin was found guilty of stalking and harassing Alec Baldwin, who has other problems in his life. And the mob boss was James Whitey Bulger. So, Dave, all you got was the Philippines for a total of 1 point, which means you brought this on yourself. That's the song that inspired the phrase, "Hey, Joe, turn that song off." No, seriously, Joe, turn the song off. Dave, I hope you have a nice weekend. Thanks for playing.
Hey, thanks, Paul.
You're welcome. That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right after the 5 o'clock news, so right around 5:15. And for those of you listening across the country, that would be 5:15 Central Standard Time. You're on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.